In this week's episode of the Television Division, in our first and quite possibly last solo podcast, I, yours truly, decides to discuss a little bit about a couple things. Doing this podcast for free, a little bit about my background, and just in general, why do I love television? So, stay tuned.
Throw away your television, take the noose off your ambition, reinvent your intuition now. It's a repeat, all the story told. It's a repeat, and it's getting old.
You know, I don't think I've ever actually said this to the listeners, but thanks for listening. It's strange, right? Because you would think I would, like, I wouldn't lead with that, obviously, but I would actually be like, you know, thank you so much for listening, or thanks for emails, thanks for something. But it's like, it's weird when you first start doing this, because you don't really think about the audience too much. I mean, obviously, you're thinking about talking to somebody, but since you're not in the room with an audience, or there's no instantaneous feedback or anything, because I don't have any, this is not like a live stream, or you can't call in or anything, then my audience is the person I'm talking to. So, like, my co-host Seth is my audience. When I get a guest host, that's my audience. So that's how I think of it in my head. But when you're doing it solo, then it really kind of takes you back in a second. So when you sit back and reflect, you start thinking, you know, I've been doing this for a couple weeks now, so I probably should thank the people who have been listening, because that's what I'm kind of doing this for. Not just for this particular podcast, but, you know, just for, like, the last two. I mean, thanks, because I am really not used to this whole sort of thing that I'm doing right now. As I mentioned in the little promo trailer thing, see, like, I don't even know the terminology for this. So, but anyway, as I mentioned there, I'm going solo for this one particular podcast, because I figured I should put something out. I always feel like this is a weekly podcast, and even if it's just me, I want to give you guys something, like, instead of just like a cheap excuse or something, because I actually do have the ability to actually put out a podcast, even though it's not, we don't have Seth doing the segment producing and kind of keeping us on track, or we don't have, like, a special guest to do any of the topics. I figured, you know, like, at least you got something. It's gonna be a weird one, because I never really wanted to do this by myself. I always felt that, for this particular podcast, I always felt that it's, I never know what's gonna become, or if I'll keep doing it in the weeks to come. And that's for, like, a variety of reasons, too, you know, like, that's because of working in the way, that's because unforeseen emergencies, that sort of thing, too. Because, I mean, obviously work is kind of interesting, because it's like, hey, money, and I really don't gotta get paid for this. This is sort of like your comments. it sounds like kind of hokey saying it, but, like, your comments, your responses, your feedback, positive or negative, is sort of my payment for this podcast. So that's what kind of keeps me coming back week after week. But yeah, so just wanted to give you a heads up on that sort of aspect. But I always felt like this podcast has, like, a loose, it was sort of born out of what I used to watch when I watched Politically Incorrect, and what I continue to watch now for a little time with Bill Maher. And I always felt that it's sort of the the television division podcast, it's a weird chicken and egg sort of situation, because I thought of the podcast first, and then I made a blog just to host the podcast, and now I'm just trying to figure out what exactly to do. Don't mind the rambling, because... and I know it's a little late in the game to say that, you know, the don't mind the rambling, but, you know, this is sort of me, obviously at my least coherent, but I think it's me at my most candid, so you have that going for you. You know, this is only going to be less than half an hour, so the point I was trying to get to is... Yeah, Real Time with Bill Maher, which I always felt like it's a roundtable show. Like, if you deconstruct that show, it's the monologue, and then it's the interview, somebody, and then the roundtable, and then he brings on another guest, and then new roles, and then the announcement, and overtime, and it's like after the coda, but essentially that's the show. And it's just a roundtable discussion about this week in politics. And I kind of wanted to do that with TV. I always felt that that's what I wanted to do with television, because I wanted to get different viewpoints from different people. Well, starting out, you know, just have a good safety net of, like, friends and colleagues and coworkers helping me kind of build my vocabulary, as it were, and then slowly start having more and more guess that I'm familiar with the work, but I'm not, like, familiar with, like, actually talking to. And then have them discuss a variety of different, not just topics, but just TV shows and stuff. Get different viewpoints, get somebody over 35 to talk about Caprica or something. You know, just spitballing, see what sticks. Plain and simple. That's why, like, I mentioned this sort of loosely in the first podcast, but I figured I should really go into it now because I really don't have anything to talk about. It's going to be hard because obviously everything was sort of pre-planned and everything. I had topics to talk about. Like, I was going to talk about this week and this week in God, the Colbert skit. But it was a weird week, like, religion-wise, because it was like we had these really not subtle religious take on things, and Glee, they have kind of the subtlety of, like, a jackhammer or something, so I wasn't really a big fan of that. I understand what they were trying to do, but it was just so heavy-handed. People couldn't really get over, like, people kept, like, hammering over it, and it's like, what happened to no religion in schools and stuff like that, and it was weird. And then Modern Family did a subtle take. I mean, we've seen that trope before in sort of religious base. I think I'm trying to remember the Simpsons episode. I think Simpsons always they've always done it before everybody else, but I think they've done it the best with the whole Homer doesn't want to go to church, and everybody wants him to go to church, and he's going to be like that sort of thing. And I think they did it really well with Ed O'Neill's character, and then Community then just blows it out of the water completely, and in a whole bunch of other shows too, like Caprica and Stargate Universe sci-fi shows, but those shows were always, I think, they always had that foundation of religion based into the shows. But that was a big topic that I wanted to talk about, but it was a weird topic because obviously I'm not an expert in sort of that sort of that area. Pretty much, it would be essentially, I think, if it was going to be me and Seth and quite possibly our guest, I think it would have just been like three laymen trying to talk about something that is kind of hard, and obviously we don't want to get into too deep of those religious overtones, because, you know, that's like, we don't really want to start then like we start battles and stuff like that. So I felt like, you know, I'm obviously not an expert, so I didn't want to go down that road, but I think it would have been interesting just to talk about it, because it's religion and politics, you know, those are the two big taboos. Those are the taboos that nobody wants to talk about. So just the fact that, like, a handful of shows this week or last week, I always forget that this podcast is Sunday through Saturday, so it would have been last week. Last week, likes to talk about, was just very interesting to me. So, this is just me kind of rambling for about under half an hour, like I said before. I just want to make sure, like I said, I want to put something out there. It is weird doing this. And not just, like, doing, you know, like, a solo podcast with just, like, the rambling. But it's sort of weird. I think it's just weird talking and then watching your voice being the modulations go through the meters and then making sure it's actually being recorded. So then, you know, this goes up. It's sort of weird being, like, the audio engineer and the moderator and, like, it's so... This is so weird. I mean, like, 21st century, like, nobody would really be able to do this kind of thing. Like, you'd have to get, like, a show, like, a syndicated show on television or a radio show or something along that order. But now it's just sort of, there's this new age of criticism. And, that was another, TV commentary thing that I was planning on. I was hoping that we would get, like, one of the new guys, like Miles McNutt from Cultural Learnings. I always I started reading him after he started commenting on Alan Sepinwall's blog What Sound Watching, and then that sort of led me into checking out his site, and I was really interested in this gentleman's work because, like, he's doing what I kind of want to do. Like, I, like, in all honesty, I really have no idea what I'm doing, and that's why I'm so nervous. And yet, like, I'm obviously passionate about this subject. Like, I'm a big fan of television. You know, being that latchkey kid, watching hours upon hours of television, and it sucks having all this passion, because, you know, passion is the enemy of precision. So, it's kind of nerve-wracking doing all this. And even though, like, I say that I want to be a critic, because, I mean, it's sort of a split where, like, I feel like I haven't even, like, been writing stuff on the blog yet. I still need to start doing that, and I'm planning on doing that once BBC's Luther starts up, once The Walking Dead starts up, all that. All my really favorite shows that I'm looking forward to for this year start up. I mean, I'm planning on just, like, staying up all night and really trying to get those articles done. But at the same time, I feel like I'm nowhere near the level of any of the people that I've mentioned before, any of those critics that I know and love. And, I mean, I love going on Twitter and reading their posts and going into their respective blogs and reading their posts. But, like, I'm nowhere near that sort of level of reviewer status. And yet, I feel like I always felt like words have power. So, like, and I was talking to, like, an actor friend when, back when I, worked on sets more. I have, like, three jobs, but I'm not getting really paid for any of them. But the one that I really am sort of proud of is being, like, a PA grip on set. So I was talking to this actor guy, during, like, lunch or something, and he was mentioning how, he doesn't say, like, I'm an amateur actor. He doesn't say anything. He says he's a professional working actor. And I love that he says that, because he truly believes that, and I commend him for it, but if I go in every audition, if I walk in every day on set with that mindset, then what makes me different than the Johnny Depps or the Mark Harmons or any of the other major actors out there in the world. And so I sort of am starting to use that mindset and put it into my own head that, yes, I'm still an amateur, yes, I still need to actually get out there and start writing, but I do feel like there's a certain level of reviewership or criticism or something. Like, there's, I want to get out there and start, you know, putting pen to paper, as it were. So I'm really interested in that, and I'm looking forward to read more of those Flow 2010 conference convictions, because those are, like,
those guys are doing what they love to do, and they're doing what I love to do. So I'm really interested in that. I think we're about like at the halfway point for this rambling podcast. This is a weird one, like I said. I'm still trying to figure out what to do. Like, I'm not one of those guys who likes talking. And I love that there's no audience right now, because like I've said, if this is hard enough. I mean, I couldn't even imagine like doing this and then just expecting to hear or see people do this, you know. Like, I love talking with multiple people. I mean, I love hanging out with Seth and just having a good time talking about the shows that we love to talk about, just because, you know, it's just him and me in separate, well, we're not in the same room, but I guess in different rooms, and we just, for that hour or so, it's like, we're 10 feet away from each other. It's kind of cool, you know, like, just hanging out. And that's sort of what it is right now. Like, hopefully, like I said, it will go more to the roundtable discussions, and we can get, like, professional critics, and then we can really delve into these sort of concepts that I'm really interested into. But I think as of now, like, I'm totally happy with the show being the way it is right now. Plus, I still need to learn how to do a whole bunch of stuff. I still don't even have iTunes yet. I need to get actual MP3 downloads. I'm using Podomatic right now, which I guess they're the unofficial sponsor of this week, including Skype, which I'm using to record this wonderful thing. Actually, I'm doing this on Audacity, personally recording it, Skype. That's how we kind of communicate, but I think that's kind of a given in this day and age. But this is so weird, you know? And it's... It's like I still set the clock, and I'm like a couple, like 10 or so minutes left, and it's still like, what else can I possibly talk about besides myself? Because it's like, I've talked about myself so much, and yet I've said nothing. It's the strangest thing, you know, like, constantly talking really isn't necessarily communicating, so I apologize, listeners, but like I said, gotta put something out. It'd be silly if I just went like, nope, not today. Sorry about that. I mean, this is so weird, though. It's so, trying to think of things to say. Going back to my old list, I really don't want to do any headlines, because it feels, the headlines were, to me, I always like reading the news and then seeing what other people thought of said headlines. That's really what I want. Like, me saying that Raising Hope is the first new show to earn a full season. You know, like, I love that, because I actually am a big fan of Raising Hope. Raising Hope, I think, is by far my favorite sitcom, because it's got that Raising Arizona vibe. It's Greg Garcia. I never really watched Yesteryear, but I did like My Name is Earl, and Raising Hope, I think, is sort of him smooth. Like, he's, like, every show, Greg Garcia gets better, so I look forward to seeing more of these seasons, and I think Garrett Dillahunt, I think, is just like a underrated genius of comedy, apparently, because I just love his subtlety with it, and Martha Plimpton. I mean, like, if there's a reason to watch that show, it's them too. And then, like, other stuff, like, they're doing the Munsters remake. And I love Brian Fuller. I've watched every single one of his shows. But I just feel like, Munsters? It's like, if Hawaii 5-0 didn't do good, then I would assume the Mun. But, and then it just kind of, it kind of goes down there. This one's actually kind of interesting. If I actually do people to talk, this one's actually a hard one to talk about, too, because it's, according to a new GLAAD report, only 6 out of the 587 primetime characters, so it's just everybody on the big four networks. Actually, I think you have to add CW as well, but only 6 of them are disabled.
And only one of the six is actually portrayed by an actual disabled actor, which is Robert David Hall from CSI, the coroner. So that sounds interesting, because that kind of goes along with a thread that we mentioned earlier with undercovers having, like, an actual, like, two African-American, I mean, not African-American, but two black characters on television, like, as an actual couple doing stuff, and then Nikita with Maggie Quigley. So it's like we're getting there, but it's, I feel like in the 21st century, like, we should be farther along than we are. You know, it's one of those, like, factoids, like, we find out that we still don't have clean drinking water in at all parts of the world sort of situation. So it's like, when we find out, like, only six out of the 500 plus characters on television, primetime characters on television anyway, are disabled, and only one of them is actually, it's one of those things that we really should be moving along in that kind of direction. But it's like, what are you gonna do? So it's like, it's something cool to bring up, but it's like, like I said before, Leia, man, I really don't have the complexity to sort of delve into those sort of questions. So then just sort of like moving on to like the next sort of thing. Like, I guess I would go into reviews, and then it's kind of hard because, like, due to all of our busy schedules, except like mine, because like somehow I got lucky this week and I'm free, but like who knows what's going to happen next week and stuff like that. And it's hard because, like, there's some reviews that I would love to talk about as well. I mean, there's The Amazing Race. Like, I did not know that Seth was a huge fan of Amazing Race. So I'm totally ready to, like, break down the game film of each past episode and to just kind of see who the front runners are and see what stupid decisions one team makes and how we can comment on them and that kind of thing. But, you know, it's that thing where, like, he's not here, and it sucks. But it's, I mean, it's okay. I wonder if he's actually going to listen to this, too. I never really thought about that. Like, just seeing, like, the different aspect of it from, like, now, like, I was co-host and now listener. But who knows? So, I mean, it's like I had a whole bunch of stuff to mention, but, like, without a sort of dialogue, it's just sort of me, you know, and it sucks. Because, like, you know, increasingly poor decisions of Todd Margaret, I thought that was really good. It's a really good show. But it's a hard show to watch because you can only get it on IFC. Hulu only showed the pilot, but yeah, I guess you have to wait and sort of thing. Like, it's a really funny show. I think it takes what It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia does with sort of its uncomfortable situations / gross out humor / all that stuff that makes Sunny funny, but puts it into a different locale. And, you know, like, since it's only gonna be six episodes, I think it's just sort of condensing the humor into like 22 minutes of just sheer entertainment. There's a couple other shows I wanted to talk about, too. Law and Order UK. This is really good. It's weird, because I think they're already on, like, Series 3. So, you're just kind of, you're watching all the old ones that aired years and years ago. But I think if you need a Law and Order fix, this is the one you want to watch. Because Law and Order LA, I think my review is just like, no. And UK, I think they're just using old stories from, like, early 90s, but I feel like like I said with the locale, the British locale, it just really kind of rejuvenates the show. And it has all the stuff that Law & Order LA got rid of, like the opening theme and the opening credits and, like, all that stuff. And I feel like I'm not even watching Law & Order anymore. Because I always felt that Law & Order, and I think, I've seen critics agree with me on this, but Law & Order is strictly a New York show, so to transport it to L.A. was a bad idea.
and yet transporting it to UK, something like you would think it'd be something would be lost in translation, but like it's not, and I think it just flourishes. And there's like a whole bunch of other shows I'm gonna talk about, but can't do it right now. So I guess we're coming up to my time right now. So this was weird. I guess I could just say that. I mean, I was originally planning on doing like just something like this, you know, just like a 20 minutes or so, just setting up like a preamble, or like a preview of the site and where I come from, who am I, what am I doing, sort of thing. And then I realized that seemed like a bad idea, which is strange because I'm doing it now, but I felt weird, like, telling me, like, hey, I'm Arthur Robinson, a mid-20s kid, interested in working in film and television, but now is really interested in starting up his own blog and trying to delve into the television world, one review, or one podcast at a time. But, yeah, so I hope to not do any more podcasts like this. Or if I do podcasts like this again, you know, because holidays, birthdays, whatever, because your schedules might not align like they've done for the past couple of weeks, you might, you know, it might just be me. Because like I said, I really want to do a weekly podcast. I never want to take a week off, even if it's like late December, you know, like I should check my calendar to actually see when. Because this is like we record Sunday, it comes up Monday sort of podcast. So like, even if it's like Christmas Eve or something, like I still would love to do this. Because like I said, I always want to put out a consistent schedule. And I think, I mean, that's important to you, my faithful audience. Because I thank you for listening to these podcasts weeks and weeks. And I thank you for doing comments and doing all that kind of stuff. And all of our comments, I mean, you can leave comments. Speaking of comments, see, the thing is, it sucks is I don't know how to start a podcast, I don't know how to end a podcast, but the middle part, which I think much like the middle part of this podcast, is probably decent. So, but I love doing this because I think, like I said, you're gonna see me evolve. Like, you're gonna, like, forget about this episode, and then by the time we get to, like, episode, like, when we get to, like, double digits, triple digits, whatever, that I'm going to be so competent. Let's just say that. Let's hope by the time I get to like episode 100, I'm merely competent. But by the time I get there, then, you know, like, well, it's like, well, let's see how far you came from. Like me, I was having trouble conjugating verbs. So anyway, like I said, wrapping up, if you would like to leave comments, questions, concerns, complaints, all that good stuff, you can do so at the main site at thetelevisiondivision.blogspot.com. And from there, there's a bigger list of all the stuff that you can find me from. Twitter, you can, or personal email, thetvdivision@gmail.com. The Twitter one was @thetvdivision, stuff like that. And I hope to get more soon. Hope to get a Facebook soon. I hope to get a linked account. All that good stuff. I hope to really kind of delve my way into the sort of blogosphere, as it were. But as I said, but that's the thing I'm really interested in, because it's like I'm delving my way into this sort of new medium, and I would like for you to come along for the ride. So. Thanks for listening to my under a half an hour ramble thought for episode 3. This is Arthur Robinson signing off. Throw away your television.